With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The aviation industry makes up about 2% of global carbon emissions, and that number is set to grow. Tonight, the Aspen Institute is hosting a discussion about the future of the industry, including ways that sustainably powered aircrafts could change the flying experience. Alex Hager has more.
Experts are already starting to imagine a future with electric planes. Pete Savagian is one of them. He's the head of engineering at Ampere, a company developing that technology. He says aircraft powered by electric batteries could lead to cheaper, more direct flights that forgo layovers at regional hubs.
Replacing a hub and spoke is a thing we believe electrification can do for the business that would improve the flying experience for all of us.
More from the interview with Savagian is up on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. You can hear all about the future of flying at the Aspen Institute tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
At a town council meeting yesterday, the Basalt Affordable Housing Committee discussed what they'd like to do in 2020 to address the affordable housing crunch in the Roaring Fork Valley. One is reaching out to homeowners associations that currently prohibit accessory dwelling units to try and persuade them to change their minds. Committee Chair Kathy Click says many developments in the Roaring Fork Valley that have prohibited small rental apartments have opted out of their zoning districts in order to come up with something the developers and potential homeowners want instead.
But what you want may not necessarily be the thing that enhances and builds community where you're living.
Basalt's Affordable Housing Committee also discussed looking into joining a regional housing committee at Tuesday's meeting. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard arguments on the fate of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The Obama-era program gives legal protections to young immigrants who were brought into the United States illegally. Those protections were rescinded by the Trump administration and are now in jeopardy of being ruled illegal in court. Dozens of demonstrators gathered in Glenwood Springs to show their support for those protected by DACA.
The rally started just outside of Glenwood Springs High School, where we heard from an immigration attorney, a student at the high school, and an actual DACA recipient. Then the procession made its way down the side of the road here with marchers carrying signs and singing chants before returning back in front of Glenwood Springs High School.
Alex Hager reporting. Snowmass police were forced to put down a young bear over the weekend after severely injuring it with beanbag ammunition from a shotgun. The Aspen Times reports officials said an officer was called to the Snowmass Mall Friday evening when a bear and its two cubs got into some food on the ground. The mom ran off, and when trying to urge the cubs away, the beanbag wounded one of the cubs' stomach. The police department said they are accustomed to dealing with bears and haven't had to put one down in nearly a decade. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife has been notified of the incident. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.